It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Law enforcement officials have a court order to access your emails, where you made phone calls, all sorts of electronic information. Or they don't have that court order. Thing is, you don't know either way. In a new paper, U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Smith estimates about 30,000 electronic surveillance orders are issued each year in federal courts, a number he finds alarming. Unless the orders lead to actual charges, the person being watched doesn't know. Jeffrey Rosen is with George Washington University Law School. He says the secrecy traces back to 1986's Electronic Communications Privacy Act, or ECPA.
For certain kinds of judicial orders or warrants, the presumption under ECPA is that the existence of the warrant shall remain secret unless the judge determines otherwise.
1986 was quite some time ago when it comes to communications and technology.
It sure was, and that's why lots of people think that ECPA is long overdue for reform. It has all sorts of odd quirks. An email gets different amounts of protection based on whether you're typing it, whether it's in transmission, or whether it's been received. Stored documents get different protection based on whether they're stored on your desktop, in which case a warrant is required, or whether they're stored in the digital cloud, in which case it isn't.
Now you might think, well, I'm no criminal. They're not watching me. Privacy researcher Chris Segoyan says, not so fast.
You don't have to be the suspect of an investigation to have the government looking through your private files. It's routine in surveillance requests for geographic location information for the government to get information about every person who's been near a particular place. So if there's a crime committed at a 7-Eleven, the government will get information about everyone who's been near that 7-Eleven within an hour of the crime.
And you thought you were just getting a Slurpee. This can happen because of a legal precedent known as the third-party doctrine. If I send you a letter, it's private between us. If I use Gmail to send it, that's a third party, and we lose some of that protection. This idea is being questioned at a pretty high level. Rosen says Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor recently called for the third-party doctrine to be re-examined.
She noted that this would mean that the government could get our locational information from cell phone companies without physically invading our property or affixing GPS devices to our cars. And more broadly, she said, this third-party doctrine is the biggest threat to digital privacy in the electronic age.
Jeffrey Rosen from George Washington University. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
I will play Google. Producer Larissa Anderson will play Apple.
We need to talk, Google, about us.
Something wrong, Apple?
Well, I've been using Google Maps on the iPhone for years.
And?
I'm breaking up with you. At least according to the Wall Street Journal. The next version of my operating system will have Apple Maps, not Google.
But why?
You know why. I made the iPhone and then you come out with Android phones. They look awfully familiar. You stole my idea and I've never gotten over it.
Oh, don't play the martyr, Apple. This is about money. You want to keep the money from the ads displayed on that app.
Yes, and it's about power. If I have Apple Maps, my brand is more appealing and I sell more hardware.
Oh, it's always about selling hardware, isn't it, Apple?
Yes, that is all I've ever loved. Hardware sales!
And curtain.
Oof, that got intense.
I know. I really hope we get an award or something. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.